repair an installation. Can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Tom, it's Paul. I'm calling you back from Local Splash. How are you?
Big Paul. Well, I've been slammed all morning. That's why you might have got a call from or an email from my office manager.
I did, yeah.
Paul, we're just, a good kind of busy, right?
Right, of course.
Real quick while I was thinking of it. One of the things that I noticed since we started this thing in November 1st with Google or whatever, these customers, they can sit on this problem for 2 months. When they call, they want it done within 2 days.
Right.
So like, I'll hit a Friday, and I'll be looking at my calendar, Paul. I won't have anything on my calendar. But then by the time the end of the week comes coming, I'll have made 15 or 16 stops and did 10 or $14,000 worth of work. I have
right.
not been able to achieve a 2 week backlog. Not yet.
Okay.
And it's just weird, right? And so, out here in Northern California, getting the power turned off to a panel change is 6 weeks out. So I've got 9 of them on my board.
Okay.
So, little thing. So, Paul, I do want to do this, right? I thought about this thoroughly. I like this lady from EMG a lot, but it's not her I'm trying to divorce. It's her manager.
It's the service, that you're not getting. It's the calls that you're not receiving. It's paying for something that isn't working out for you. Yeah, I understand that.
Well, it's just, like I said, it's one of those things where the management fee is too high.
Yeah.
Like, I could do $1,500 a month with you, and it's going to include everything. And probably an inflated Google Pay app.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that's what you and I are going to do, is we're going to do that basic package that we talked about, which comes with, I don't have my notes in front of me. It comes with, $400 a month of Google Ads?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. It's got Google Ads. It's got Facebook Ads, too. And then the Google Guarantee.
Yep. And we're going to want to add, $400 a month to the Google Ads. So then they'll bring it up to $1,400 or $1,500 a month.
Right.
With an $800 budget for a Google Pay app. And
right.
That's kind of about where my mindset is. I mean, I could be off by a buck or two or whatever, but
sure,
don't have my notion for me.
Right. No, that's about right.
Sound about right?
Yeah, exactly.
About right?
Sounds about right. Sure.
So,
yeah.
So their management fee, their whole $1,500 management fee pays for my whole damn thing, all of it.
Correct.
You know what I mean? And the management fee is included in it.
Exactly.
It really,
yeah.
When you look at it that way, Paul, it turned out to be a no-brainer decision.
It is. It really is. Yeah. Just financially for what you're getting versus what you're paying right now, I mean, it just makes sense. You're getting more and paying less. I mean, that's always a good thing.
Right. Absolutely. And I'm not a cheap guy.
No, of course not.
We were talking the last time on the phone. I was the first one to ask you, how the hell you're going to get this faster better?
Oh, I know. You're like, is that even enough? All
right.
I'm
a realistic guy, and I want to have a good, comfortable relationship with the management company. I want them to be paid well, so
sure,
that my company
sure.
is getting your attention.
Right.
And the only thing that I walked away with is I kind of walked away with that feeling like, if they're not making good money off of you, and they have 10,000 clients. I don't want to be a low priority account. Does that make sense?
Well, that's not our take on things. I mean, to be honest with you, we work harder to earn your business and keep you a satisfied client, because that's where it's profitable for us. Keeping clients long term, having them be successful, getting the jobs that they're looking for, and then keeping them on board. Because it's really the upfront time and resources. I mean, obviously we still have to update and optimize things, but the initial content creation and things like that, that's what puts us in the hole from the beginning. And then keeping you a satisfied client long term is what ends up making it profitable for my company. So I wouldn't want you to think that, because we're not charging you an arm and a leg, we don't care about you. It's really it's really the opposite. It makes us work even harder to keep you a client and earn your business long term.
Right, right. And I myself, as a new license, you know, in April, it will have been a year. And
okay.
I would, you know, I want to be able to walk into that year and think, okay, you know what? You know what's working and what's not working at this point, and we've worked out the bugs, right? Because from here on out, I want the same people, right? I want to work with the same people permanently. And that's the biggest thing for me. I don't, this whole business about changing this management company is just, you know, it's stressful. And I don't want to, you know. So moving forward, what I'm proposing is that she asked me for a 2-week notice. So I'm going to give it to her today, or we'll do it tomorrow, because it's already, she's 12 hours, whatever part of the world she's in, she's 12 hours off of our time zone. So I'll get in touch with her in the morning and, or send her a text and do a Zoom meeting with her. I've already requested that upper management be involved in a couple of different meetings in the past. They were not able to do that.
Right.
And, you know, I gave them every opportunity to lower their management fee. What they did was they lowered it for this month. They lowered it for 1 month or 2 months, but then it's going to go back up on May 1st to
$1,500.
And as we just talked about, I'm getting the whole package for about $1,500 or
$1,600.
I want to increase the Google Ads. Yep.
Okay.
I want an $800 a month budget on my Google Ads.
Okay. I've got that in the notes.
And I do. I think it's $1,200 right now, Paul.
Okay.
But I'm actually getting, if anything, I'm getting too many calls. It makes it hard for me to, you know.
Yeah.
Last month I got 66 calls. They're showing 66 calls. That's 2 calls a day for the entire month. If you subtract the weekend that I'm closed, it brings that number up to almost 4 calls a day.
Okay.
So, I'm looking for, that's where I'm looking to be. I'm looking to be like 3 or 4 phone calls a day.
Okay. That's perfect.
Okay. So, I do have my credit card with me. What I'm thinking is that I'll give Joanna her notice tomorrow with the intention of April 1st being their first day.
Right.
Your first day, rather. But well, that's only going to give you, you know, you were talking about 3 or 4 weeks to set up, right? And so that's only going to give you 2 weeks to set up. Is that
realistic? No, that's okay. I mean, we'll get that started and ramped up, you know, and then we can add to it come April 1st. At least we can get things started here for the local campaign, and then, you know, we can talk about what you want to initially invest for the Google Ads, if you wanted to start at that $400 mark or something like that, or if you wanted to kind of jump in with both feet.
Well, I don't know if I mentioned to you or not, but one of my best electricians gave notice a week ago.
I don't think you did mention that.
The phone just rings.
We could definitely kind of ramp up towards it. You know, we don't have to do the 800 in Google Ads right away.
Hang on, I got my office calling me.
Okay.
I'm having a day. So, okay. I just asked her if it was really important, if I need to call you back or whatever. So, anyways, okay. So, she said I can wait. So, okay. Okay. So, here we go. So, I'm, you know, you tell me where you want to start. Well, I'm going to give Joanna her 2 weeks' notice tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a little less than 2 weeks, but she'll have to live with that. So,
Okay.
So you tell me how you want to start this. Brother, you're in charge now.
Okay. So we had talked before about doing, you know, Google ads, doing Facebook ads, of course, doing the local search engine optimization. And then we had even talked before about doing the Google guarantee or the local service ads. So, I mean, we can get started with you know, the Google ads and the Facebook ads right now, and then the local SEO as well. And then there's just the one-time setup fee of $99. If we're looking at that, you're looking at $698 to get started. That's with $300 worth of Google ads and then $100 worth of Facebook ads.
Okay.
I know you're saying you're wanting to maybe add $400 and ramp up to 800. So you'd be starting at three with that. I mean, we can start at 400 for Google ads if you wanted to do that, but the minimum requirement is 300.
Okay. Let's start it at four.
Okay.
Let's start it at four. And then you need what? $798 from me.
That sounds right. So yeah. Yeah, so it's exactly $798. That's for $400 worth of Google ads, $100 worth of the Facebook ads. The local SEO campaign, that's always going to be at the $199 mark. And that one-time setup fee of $99. So if we didn't change anything at all from that, it would be $699 moving forward. But then again, next month we're probably going to be looking at adding maybe $400 more to the Google ads.
Okay, I'm ready when you are. American Express, here we go.
Okay. On that particular card, Tom, is it your name? Is it Thomas? Any middle initial?
It says, specifically it says Whitaker Electric, and then underneath it is my name, Tom, and then underneath it is my name, Thomas Whitaker.
So Thomas?
Yes.
Okay. And you said that was an Amex card. That should start with a 3. If you are ready for that number, I'll read it back to you at the very end.
Yeah, you want the whole number all at once?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's 3792-550-026-21004.
Okay, and then the expiration month and year?
Is 128.
1 of 2028, and then the 4 digits on the front of the card?
Five two zero three.
So we've got 5203, January or 01 of 2028 for the expiration date. The card itself was at 3792-550-026-21004.
That's right.
Okay. And then what is the billing address of that particular card?
It's 7337.
Mm-hmm.
Silver, two separate words. It's Silver View Way.
Okay, perfect. Is that 95637?
It's 95673.
Oh, that's what I have. I'm sorry I didn't say that. 95673.
Yep.
Right, okay. So I'm going to do a couple of things here. One, I'm going to take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, Tom, but we are going to want to talk to you about the services you want to be found for, the area that you want to have those people find you. And then, of course, you know, the other things like, you know, hours of operation you want to be listed for, forms of payment you accept, any mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc. So that's about a half an hour phone call. And then I did want to ask you, I think I might have asked you before, you're 100% service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer and no one ever does come to you, right? There's no address, no brick-and-mortar showroom. Well, Google's quite familiar and really does, in fact, expect service-based businesses to be run from the home, kind of run out of the truck. You know, if you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. The billing address of the card that you just gave me, is that your mailing address? Is that your residence?
Yeah, no,
you receive mail
everything.
There?
It's my residence and my shop and the billing address. And I do want the address on my Google ad. It's on there now. Since we met, have you Googled Whitaker Electric Repair?
I've seen your ads. I've done it a couple of times. Your ads don't always pop up, but that's to be expected. It is, you know, with Google Ads, a rotating spot, of course. And the other thing I need to do is to read what's called a voice verification, Tom. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you do know that it is, you know, it's the fixed flat rate for the local services. You can change Google Ads. You can change Facebook Ads amounts and things like that, that we've reduced the cost of the setup fee, et cetera. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you've got a question or if you want me to clarify my question. But it is pretty straightforward. Let me go ahead and get that set up here. So it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Mr. Whitaker, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
You want me to spell it?
No, you can just say it.
It's Whitaker Electric Repair and Installation, plural installation.
Okay, so you said Whitaker Electric Repairs with an S at the end of it?
No, it's just repair. Whitaker Electric Repair and Installation has an S at it.
Installation has the S on the end of it. And just for clarity, the and between the repair and installation, did you want the word A&D spelled out or the ampersand, the symbol?
No, just the symbol.
The symbol, gotcha. Okay, so I've got that with the S at the end of installations. And then, Mr. Whitaker, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Thomas Peter Whitaker, and I am the owner and the general manager.
Okay. And then as the owner and general manager and sole proprietor of Whitaker Electrical Repair and Installations, Mr. Whitaker, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
That's correct.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did provide in both your name and the business name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people who need your services are able to contact you directly. Mr. Whitaker, we do specifically ask that you agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Whitaker, of course, you would agree to that, right?
I do. Yes, sir, I do. I also have a full-time office manager who's going to help you with those emails.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's perfect. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Whitaker, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. I do have a couple quick questions.
Sure, of course.
One question is, as you know, we already have EMG, Electric Marketing Group, online.
Yep.
I will terminate their services as of this afternoon with the 2-week notice that they requested. We will at this point, after March 1st, I was told that I have now ownership control of my business account.
Okay.
I'm going to ask them for that access information, and hopefully that they're not going to do anything unorthodox. I hope not either. And so, because we fulfilled our agreement, right? It was a four month opt out that ended on March 1st.
Right.
I had several conversations with them about lowering this. They did say no officially.
Okay.
And so that's it. Now you're done. And so, with that being said, is this going to be a problem as these things overlap? If we just had your company take over on April 1st, is that going to do the job or what?
That should be perfectly fine. Yeah, that's not going to be any issue or concern there. If we have any...
Hold on.
Sure. No problem.
It's in the box. Okay. And then the second question is a while back, Alicia had me pay out, I think it was $555 or it was between $500 and $600 to a company that I don't know the name of them, but they have this voice search, which is supposed to be a one-time fee.
Yeah.
Right? It's a one-time fee. I'm gonna, how do I get her contact information over to you?
So I don't know that we would necessarily,
I was going to ask you, what I was going to say was, I was wanting, that's totally my fault. Hey, Sean, take these. Paul, give me a second.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Let me think about this for a minute. Sean, where's the nearest one, you think? I'll look. Find a spot for me. Let's get this thing up on the wall. I'll get you the right one. That's my bad. I have 100 things going on at one time, guys. I've already moved my meeting back twice. I'm doing it right now on the phone instead of in front of my computer.
Can't get on the wall if you have enough, Paul.
Yeah, it's just a really... Hang on a second, Paul. Can we fabricate the one I gave you? Drill the holes bigger or reset the holes? Let me see it. Where's it at? Yeah, this is just, you're going to have to bear with me, Paul, because that's his wife.
Can you drill self-tappers onto this one? Then?
No problem.
That's why. Take this off real fast. Open this. Where's the razor knife? I have an inspector. It's going to be here in an hour, so we're not ready. There's an emergency panel change. I'm sorry, brother. This is why I was trying to reschedule the meeting. I knew something that could happen.
That's okay. No, I understand. It's fine.
Yeah, I can't get this open. There it goes. Go ahead, Paul. You were saying?
Okay. So we are aware of what's going on. We will work with Google's back-end team to get any access. If we're not easily granted it, we can kind of have Google kind of help us with that if we have any concerns, if they're not playing nice, so to speak. But the reason that we ask about letting us know about any other services that you provide is we want to make sure that all of your information online is accurate. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. So, of course, we want any content online for your business to be accurate and consistent. And like I said, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, so there's okay with any overlap in there. It's not an exclusivity clause, but we just want to be aware of anything new that comes along down the line. Certainly, we hope that that you're quite satisfied with our services and don't need to hire anybody else. But like I said, it's not an exclusivity clause. The other thing then, with it being a month-to-month service, and then we've got the $199 for the local campaign, the one-time $99 setup fee. We've got at this point $400 worth of Google Ads as part of the package, and then $100 worth of Facebook Ads as part of the package. So it says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, March 16th, and the very reduced amount of exactly $798.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 16th of the month at the further reduced rate of $699.00. Again, you can always adjust your Facebook ads to more than $100. You can adjust your Google ads down to $300, but not below, or again, even up to maybe $800 at some point down the line if you choose. But it is set to automatically renew at that amount. At this point, it will be $699 moving forward on the 16th. Now, we do offer our services, Mr. Whitaker, on a month-to-month basis, so there is no long-term contract. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause your service. Let's say you do end up getting more work than you can take on, or you want to go on vacation. In fact, our service can be paused seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Whitaker, all that we request for you to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. So, Tom, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do. I do.
Okay.
I do understand.
Perfect.
Okay, go ahead.
So,
ready? Go.
You'll receive from our automated system a confirmation email in the next minute or so. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and there will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we went over in the voice verification just now will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. That link, again, by text and by email. When you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. And again, you don't need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. The call does take about 25 or 30 minutes. We schedule by the hour.
Yeah.
So are you going to, looks like you're pretty busy today. In fact, we're pretty busy as well. When tomorrow, Tom, do you think you would be available for our client interview technician to kind of pick your brain for about a half an hour?
Can you get to my calendar real quick?
No problem.
I'm a slave to my calendar.
Oh, I hear you.
Okay, your text message just came through from American Express. The charge went through.
Right.
They have an estimate at 12 and an estimate at 10. How about 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock?
Or let's say 9:30.
Let me see if I've got that spot available for tomorrow. It looks like, it will be scheduled from 9 until 10, but I can tell them to push it closer to 9:30. That gives them a one-hour window for that half-hour phone call. If I'm available at that time, like if I'm between phone calls, I'll be part of that phone call in the beginning just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician and answer any questions you might have after that before I hand them over. But if I am on a call and I don't get a whole lot of advance notice, if I am on a call, then they'll call you on their own. And then, of course, they'll be able to take good care of you. They'll have your file in front of them. So
okay. What are we calling this meeting tomorrow?
It's a client interview. I'm going to send you your calendar, and this is going to their calendar as well. So the format's going to have to reflect what they want it to see and say. So it's going to say local splash. I'm putting it on their client interview calendar as well. It's going to say local splash dash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. It's going to have your username for your account, your name, and then your phone number on it. I'm going to send it to you, to your email. So you'll have that on your calendar as well. It's going to be scheduled from 9 until 10, but the call should get to you. You know, maybe I'll tell them to push it a little closer to 9:30 if that's your request, but it'll get to you, you know, several minutes after 9.
No, it's okay. I just put it on my calendar for 8:45. That's fine. 9 o'clock is fine.
Okay. It'll be close to 9. Sometime between 9 and 10, we're going to call and complete that conversation.
Okay. And then we're still doing this recorded phone call. So let's talk that website that we talked about. We can redo this website.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to put that request in there as well. And we can redo that website. We can pull content from the website that you already have, or we can create entirely new content. The big part of the client interview is to get, you know, kind of the ins and outs of how you want your business branded, so we can create that.
So my problem with this is I don't have access to it. It was created on a GoDaddy website by a drunken sponsee of mine who has decided
You mentioned that.
I can direct you to it. I could direct
That's all we need. We don't need to actually access the website itself. Great. We can copy and paste off of it and pull content from it without even having to actually have direct access.
So let's do, so you can find that at WhitakerElectricRepair.com.
Right. Yeah, I've got that on file.
WhitakerElectricRepair.com and it'll come up.
The other thing I wanted to, before I forget, like I said, if I'm available for that phone call when our client interview technician is ready for you, we'll make that call together. If not, they'll call you. So if I'm not on that call, and really for the future protection of your account anyway, for the security of it, this is for your protection. I wanted to set up a security question and answer. If anyone calls us saying that they're with Whitaker Electrical Repair and Installations, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we are going to ask you to quickly give us the answer to the security question. And then more importantly, Mr. Whitaker, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, First of all, they'll need to know my name, of course, which is Paul Gordon, and they will also need to know both the question and the answer here. Your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
It's South Amboy.
South Amboy, so we're going with the city you were born in?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I have to type it in twice. You're all set. That would be a weird name for a pet. I was just assuming it was the city you were born in. So South Amboy. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the...
I'm in the field working. That's what we're talking. I can hear it going off in my headset, so I'm going to see you.
Okay, gotcha. Now, I don't know if you're able to open it up, but I did want to kind of quickly walk you through just a couple of things, the terms and conditions, talking about the services that we're providing for. Okay, that's fine. If you can do it when, and hopefully, like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for the client interview, but if you are, you know, a little bit more able to kind of, you know, walk through a couple of things, I know it's a little more involved in this conversation. I know this conversation is quite fluid as it needs to be with you working. Hopefully tomorrow you'll be able because we're going to want to get a little bit of information from you as well. You may not need to be in front of a computer, but you may have to kind of walk through a couple of things that you might be able to, do if you're able to, even on your phone. But you are all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, that call is scheduled for tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Hopefully I'm available when our client interview technician is ready for you, because it is always a pleasure speaking with you, Tom. Look, we're looking forward to getting this going for you. I mean, we're looking forward on a month-to-month basis to making this work for you long-term.
This is going to work. I have a good feeling about this. So I need to bring another person into play so you have another authorized person to speak with.
Okay.
My office manager takes care of all of this stuff for me because I'm a field owner.
Perfect. So I'll put her in our system now, meaning that if we can't reach you, we'll call her, and of course she can call us on your behalf.
Copy that.
What is her name and phone number?
It's Felicia. Felicia Jason.
So is that F-E-L-I-C-I-A and then her last name Jason? J-A-S-A-Y?
It's F-E-L-I-C-H-A, Felicia.
C-H-A. Okay. And then her last name is Jason? J-A-S-O-N?
Yep.
And what is a good number for us to reach her directly?
Okay. It's 916.
Okay.
802.
Yes, sir.
5128.
So I've got 916-802-5128 for Felicia Jason, F-E-L-I-C-H-A, J-A-S-O-N.
Yep.
And she's your office manager. I've got her down as a fully authorized point of contact on your behalf.
That's right.
Perfect. So we can call her if we can't reach you, and if she calls us, we'll definitely be able to speak with her about anything and everything regarding the account.
Okay, and I've missed 3 phone calls since we've been on the phone. So
I'll let you get back to your busy day.
Yeah, no, that's okay. It's not your fault. I there's just not enough time in the day to do all
that. I hear that. Boy, some days, every day.
Some days. Yeah, some days they are. The other days, it's not. So it is what it is. So I get what they do is, you probably already know this, these 3 missed calls I got, those are 3 calls that I will call back.
Yeah.
And I will either service them or give them an estimate. And
right.
So the customer will get taken care of. But Google won't get paid for those ads because I'm calling them back on the phone number, right, from my cell phone.
No,
and
yeah,
as you know,
I realize
the Google paid ad, right? The Google paid ad is the tracking number.
Yeah,
and so
exactly.
Number, right. So last month I had 66 calls, and 33 of them got paid.
Right.
And so they punished me. They punished me and took me down to 15 on the list, and almost put my almost put me out of business.
Well, yeah, they think you're trying to cheat the system. I don't think that's the case. Well, let me ask you, because I know that you're always quite busy. Should we call Felicia for the client interview tomorrow?
Well, no, I'm good. She's going to be there.
Okay, I got
you. She'll be there. I'll be there, right? And so I do want her in the loop of this whole thing.
Of
she'll
course.
Be sitting there taking notes of everything. We're going to revisit.
That'll be perfect. That'll
be
perfect.
We're going to revisit what this entire package includes.
Okay.
Right, and you know what I mean? That because I'm not in my office, right? I almost didn't take the call because I'm not in my office, so I just able to take notes.
Yeah, I got that email saying you'd be a little late. I waited a little extra. I wasn't sure, you know. But
right.
I mean,
you're about to get a phone call. You're about to get a phone call from my office manager rescheduling for tomorrow.
No kidding. Okay.
I just can't.
So the number to call tomorrow is the 4856 number. Call your number for tomorrow's client interview.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
perfect.
Sir. Yep.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Tom, I'll let you get back to it. Real pleasure, of course, speaking with you. And hopefully I'll be available when we call you tomorrow.
Okay. And what do you need from EMG? We need login information for my business account. Yes.
Yeah, we might need that access, but we should be able to have no problem with that at all. Like I said, if we're not able to get that directly from your current provider, we can go directly through Google to do that.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we're a Google partner.
I'll ask. Well, yeah, I'm going to ask for it, right? I'm going to ask for it. And
hopefully they'll just be nice about it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
we've had like so-called competitors be like, nope, 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 and they even mark our clients as permanently closed out of spite, and we're like, no, we're gonna fix all of that, and if we have to, we'll just go through Google to do it. But yeah, we work with Google's back-end team, for a very long time now. So if they don't easily give that access to us, we'll be able to get it and it won't be a problem for them or any of us.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
Mr. Whitaker, real pleasure. Thanks again for your time.
Yep, it just went off for the 4th time. Paul, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you in the morning. Can you please try to be at that meeting, sir?
I will. I'll definitely try to keep my phone open. And it is at 9, so we have a short meeting at 9 o'clock. By the time we're done, they should probably be ready to give you a call. I should be able to be on that call as well.
Okay, cool. Right on.
All right, Mr. Whitaker. I appreciate
thank you, sir. Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Yep. Thanks, Paul. Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.